שוס, חברים, משפחה, חברים, כל הקהל הזה. שם לחבורה, I'd like to say a few words of divizi karen. Gemara says in Brachis, Ashrei mi shegodol batoiro, ועמולי בתוירו, ואיזה נחס רוח ויוצרו. וגודו בשם טוי ונפטו בשם טוי. ובקיבו was גודו בתוירו. He grew up in a home which we as a Chabura saw for the last 25 years since fourth grade. With Toiro, Shivis HaToiro, ודקדוק בהלוכו are the foundations of the home. Together, Rabbi Yezir Zichrono Livracha and Mrs. Aaron Prashat Tichya instilled Torah, Midas, an abundance of Simchas Achayim and constant Chizik in Amud B'Tochem Hashem. In this environment is where Akiva was able to grow in his Torah V'Avodah. Akiva then built his own home in this way to grow further in Torah V'Yir Shemayim. His wife, with great Mesiris Nefesh, took care of him day and night while creating an environment for their daughter to grow into a young Bas Yisroel. Akiva was Yoinik, the Torah, the Shoresh HaChayim, from the Rishiva Shlita, the Rabbeim, the Smedrish, and the Mesifta, with whom he was Dovaku Mosor in every sense of the word. Amoli Batoira, his Asmoda, his Amelis, is well known. His fire, his bren, full of life and burning desire for Aliyah Batoira, was seen and experienced by all in Yeshiva. His Amkus, his Yigia, as a Chavrusa of his, here and in Eretz Yisrael in the Meir Fetuz Manim, I saw Bechush, his Amkus and Yigia in Asugia, already in Mesifta. When the Rabbi Rav Chaim Siegel Zatzal was nispo and spoke out his phylus from his gvura, and as he saw, at one point we together by Rabbi Yibor Finkel Zatzal, and he used to tell me on the side, "This is phylus from Akiva's gvura and his kishroiness." Akiva grew and grew in Torah and overcame many obstacles and his yoinis. But with every Nisoyan, he pushed and drove himself higher and higher on the Sulam Shel Torah. He created a Choyma, like a Rabbi Avinu said by the Kishon HaEish, I need Choyma to overcome the Nisoyanis. That drive Akiva called. There are no excuses. We have a Shlichis, a Tafkid in this world to fulfill. Torah, Torah, and more Torah. After he went to learn in the Meir in Yerushalayim and saw the Shiva Anosim Tzvi Finkel Zecher Tzadik Livracha with all his nisyonos, it made Akiva's drive stronger and his goals more lofty to reach higher madrigas. Pushing his physical guf to his last strength many times, as his neshama grew and purified his guf, he steig the belt in Eretz Yisrael, forming strong connections with his Rabbeim there. Akiva's emunah bitachin, if I do my shlichus, my tafkid, and everything else will fall into place, I don't have to worry about anything. My father Shlita once said over from another Golo, that Kla Yisrael ha-maminim v'nei maminim. Avada, the shoresh of emunah comes from the Ovis HaKdoshim. But the experience of Emunah as a Klal Yisrael is mushrish, its source is by HaSinai. When Klal Yisrael saw and heard Anoichi v'loyi elucho mipi agvura. Sinai Torah is a process, not a one-time kinyan. The more Sinai in the Shoma, the greater shoresh in Emunah b'tochet. Akiva was a Talmud Chacham, a full Sinai dik in the Shoma. So his emunah bitachin to overcome everything was from that shoresh elyon. Akiva was godo b'shem toiv. He was a rei, a ohuv. His ayin toiv. His noisa ba'olim chaveroi. To go out and do for others. Both in learning with bachrim, who needed the extra time and help, was saying chazores hashir, To understand the Amkis of my father's Shia, he spent hours on those Shiurim. He was mashpia on others to be magzik the storim, mechazik the storim, to come on time, to have extra storim. This all came from his grace of Leif Toiv, which is koil all the midas. And as his soil, he made sure in the dira everybody was taken care of. He made sure there was a shal shudis, an onif shabbos, and everything was good for everyone. His enjoyment was to see that others were enjoying. His hashpah was also felt outside the yeshiva as well. He was a big mashpia on the seed programs. His heart was overflowing with Avis Yisrael. Any yid who he met and had a chance, an opportunity to be mekarev, he tried to be mekarev to Ribono Shel Olam with the mindset to return them to the Shoresh, to taste the Masikas HaTorah. It was said over and written over by the Shiva that by his last surgery, the anesthesiologist was Jewish, and Akiva wanted him to put on tefillin and say Krishma to be mekabel Olam HaShamayim. The doctor finally gave in and said, I gave him enough to put him out like an elephant. And he still won't go to sleep. So get me his tefillin. He put them on and said, Kriya Shema. Then Akiva fell asleep, knowing that this doctor was Mekabel Olam HaShamayim, and he was confident going into surgery. He was a Chaver Toiv, or Yedid Ne'eman, or Yedid Nafshi. And we the Chabura was Zoicha to be Mushba from his Torah. Avoida Midas Maisim Toivim. His daughter was recently asked, where is your Abba? She answered, he is busy learning Torah, and explained, his friends come and learn with him, so he is learning. The Hashpa, that her father's main central goal in life was and is Torah, can carry on through her life. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, this is a shir of praise for Talmid Chachamim, that people should have an appreciation for them and their Torah. Nimshulu kishoshanim, sheim rachim kishoshanim, noim kishoshanim, martivim asim toyim kishoshanim. Akiva was our shoshanim. He was yofa b'shkidis ha-Torah and amelis ba-Torah. He was yofa b'midis u'maisim toyim v'yir ha-Shamayim. Shoshanis ha-amokim, a Shoshana who was appreciated by one and all. But the greatest appreciation for him was from those who as one chabura and afshay kshura ben afshay. The Ribono Shel Olam was yored leganoi lukot b'shoshanim. He took back our beautiful Shoshana. We as a chabura have a huge void, a huge cholol. Echol b'nei chabura shemeis tidak chol chabura. The closer the chabura, the greater tidak. But the nechama lies, the nechama is, we have to grasp and hold on to the roshim, which lies in the cholol, and take Rabbi Akiva's life with us. Hillel was mechayev aniyim, Rabbi Elazar mechayev was mechayev ashirim, and Yosef was mechayev rishoyim. Akiva is mechayev us in the chabura, he's mechayev us to grow in Torah, in his masters of Torah, in Esek HaTorah, in Kveyitim LeTorah, in Avodah Tfilo Yerushamayim U'maisim Toivim, to form our own chaymah, to overcome our own nisyonis and obstacles, to grow ben Adam L'amokim and ben Adam L'chaveroi. And with this roshim, his chayim will be l'netzach. So we can truly say, Ashrei mi, Shagodu b'atoyro, v'amoli b'atoyro, v'yisenachas ruach v'yoytzroi, Godu b'shem toiv, v'nifta b'shem toiv. Akiva na'am t'li mi'oid, chaval al da'abdim, v'loim b'shtakhin, yehi zichroi boruch.